Good evening. You are listening to a pre-taped episode of the Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Show. Enjoy a one-hour flashback interview followed by two brand new discussions we have had with the wonderful guests that make Ghostly Talk the show that it is. We had a lot of fun putting these together for you folks. So enjoy and see you all back here live in 2009.
Ghostly Talk!
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on December 14th, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to ghostlytalk.com.
Whatever. I know our website. Tonight.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that awesome? Tonight, a flashback discussion with one of our most interesting in-studio experiences. With audio medium Brian Jones. Later, Bill Chappell is in the house to discuss, to tell us about digital dowsing. And finally tonight, the wonders return. To be very, very interesting. We'll get into that in a moment. Mm-hmm. Right now, I do want to introduce, you know, no haste whatsoever. Or no haste. What is it? No delay.
No delay, absolutely.
I do want to introduce our very special guests. We have, of course, I had met this fellow out at the CPRI conference.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He gave a speech kind of thing, a workshop, actually.
It was a great workshop.
And, yeah, and I was fortunate enough to attend. And that's where I got to meet this researcher.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to bring onto the show, onto Ghostly Talk, I'd like to welcome ITC researcher Brian Jones. Welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the show, Brian.
Yes, welcome. And of course, a return guest, and this is somebody who is extremely anxious about ITC. He wants to raise the bar, so to speak.
There's been a lot of, Dr. Rourke of people here, he's been kind of ruffling the feathers a little bit. That's what we like that.
And
it gets
like
people thinking. It's important, you know?
Exactly. It gets people thinking. It gets people really, really active.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's going to... once adopted by everybody, that this kind of standards for evidence...
The best evidence standard.
The best evidence standard,
yes.
Could definitely make us work a bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
But once we get something, we know something's there. Something to stand up and take notice.
Oh, yeah.
So I would like to welcome back to Ghostly Talk. Welcome back, Dr. Stephen Rourke.
Hey, how you doing, guys? You'd have to tell me about the ruffling feathers things. I know I should probably be more involved in kind of checking on the message boards. What kind of feathers are you talking about?
You see, Dr. Rourke, you know, it's your job to ruffle the feathers, and then we'll do the cleanup work. That's okay. That's what we do here. That's what we like to do. No, there's just a lot. No, it was actually, you know, as far as ruffling feathers goes, there was just a lot of emails we received from people going, well, wow, this is something totally. And some people, you know, they were like, oh, this is ridiculous. It's totally real. And of course, we all know, hey, listen, you know, why don't you.
look at the evidence.
I think once,
make some judgment,
I think
you
once
know.
We, yeah, because I've gotten several emails, and I think what happens is once I explain that, you know, this is something that they can adopt or not, that eases the burden just a bit.
Oh yeah.
But then also once I explain that, you know, hey, you know, I mean, there's always going to be, there needs to be continuous improvement, and we need to improve this field. And I think that really gets people thinking, how can I improve? And so people, you know, once they start thinking about it, generally get on board with the idea of, hey, we're only going to deal now with Class A EVP, or, you know, what folks
the
call
best evidence standard
Class
could
A
be,
EVPs.
Yeah.
We're going to do these experiments. A lot of the people that I correspond with are doing experiments anyway. They're,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're out there, they're gathering, you know, ghost hunting as well, but they're also doing experiments on their own. And it's time we started, you know, only considering the top of the class and
Absolutely.
See what happens.
And I agree with Doug on that.
And who knows?
So that's
5, 10 years from now, yeah. It'll be commonplace.
So that's kind of, and that's cool. That's what we expected, Stephen. Thank you again for coming out here and enlightening us on that. Really, that was an enlightening couple of nights we had, and we're glad to have you back again. So thanks for coming back again, Dr. Rourke.
Glad to be here.
All right, so now, Brian, we have been corresponding nonstop pretty much for the last couple of weeks, all right? We've had some great conversations, by the way, and we've been pulling this whole thing together. This is what we've been working on, is to pull this show together and try to present this information that you have, these examples, these audio tones. There's a lot of stuff here. Let's just say that, first of all. There's a lot of stuff to go over.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we ask Brian, explain to us what you do,
mm-hmm.
and how you do it, because I know that it's different from a lot of other folks that I've spoken with. So I'd like to introduce yourself
mm-hmm.
To everybody listening, and we'll get a feel for who you are. Brian Jones?
Yeah, hi. Well, they know my name now. I've been aiming at what I thought was pushing it a little bit as far as interacting with the EVP phenomenon, the voices that you'll hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I started that in... I'd like to just say, since I haven't been on with you before, that in 1997, you know, I've had. I'll tell you, one of the things that I think causes me to really want to find out to access information from, let's just say, challenging Paradigm County or wherever it's coming from, is that I've had a lot of strange things happen in my life before I got into this in 97.
Mm-hmm.
Just things that really were a bit challenging to figure out why they laid out like they did, and I won't even lay any of those out right now. But in 1997, I really was asking questions from, call it God or invisible ones, or you know, you just feel like there's somebody there listening, but you're not real sure.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I've got all this energy, and I don't seem to have a place to put it. You know, I've owned about 600 old cars, and I'd put like 20, 30 hours in straight just to burn off energy. And in 1997, I was on a phone conversation with a guy, and all of a sudden, I started hearing my own voice coming back through the earpiece and interrupting me. And I would say that it's probably like the delay for a radio where it really stirs you up. It's kind of hard to keep your concentration. But what's funny about this was I told this man on the other end of the who was on his phone, I said, hey, he couldn't hear any of it. It was just really stirring me up. I can't even put it into words, but the way that I perceived it was that my voice was coming back at me backwards. And that's what I told him at the time, but yet he couldn't hear
Brian,
anything.
Brian, stop Brian, for a second.
Can,
all right?
can we interrupt you just one moment? Dr. Rourke, did while he was talking there, like not even 10 seconds ago, did you make any noise on the phone?
No.
Did you?
I heard those, by the way.
You heard those. They sounded closest
kinda
I can
like
come
tweeting,
to.
Like a crow or something?
A quack, maybe? Or
yeah, I mean, we didn't mean to interrupt you, Brian. Sorry, but...
We're sitting here listening to, on our end, I know you guys hear
and
when we talk.
And we both heard that. Doug and I both heard that. We both looked at each other.
We're sitting here and we're listening to your explanation, which is a direct answer to what we asked. And so I really feel bad for interrupting.
Yeah,
but
no kidding.
I heard that. I heard that, too.
What is it?
What do we have?
Is anybody doing that?
I'm hearing the same popping as all what the initial popping was.
Okay, but this is...
We were.
Okay, well,
this sounds more like a quack or a scrape.
How about we back... Let's back off.
Make up some new terms here.
Tell you what, Brian.
How about a flake?
We're gonna. Didn't mean to interrupt you. We're gonna back off, Ryan, and let you finish your explanation. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll try to make it less.
No, do whatever you want.
Oh, P.S. Guys, this is what it's like speaking with Ryan Jones. Whenever I am on the phone with him, it seems he's constantly telling me, "Yeah, I'm hearing this and that," and I don't. But the fact is, Brian sometimes records conversations with myself and even other people.
As we're going to hear tonight, yeah.
Audio evidence of, I guess what you can call anomalous sounds that are near facsimiles of spoken speech.
Well, yeah. And I wonder if we're actually capturing that tonight, because we are recording.
And we're broadcasting this out
to the world.
Yeah.
There it was again. Yeah, we are in between both of you. Because did you call Brian, or did Brian call?
I called Brian, and then I called Dr. Warren.
So for evidence purposes, we initiated the call to Brian, and we also then initiated the call to Dr. Rourke and bridged all of us up.
Did you guys hear that? I think
Brian. I heard.
Now I don't know if Steven's doing that again. I mean, I just thought of it. How about EVB? Electronic voice Budinskis.
There you go.
When we play this back, I swear I just heard my first name.
I just heard your first name.
Just for the record, though, Brian, honestly, you have heard these things and even captured on tape voices like this in conversations other than with me, obviously.
It's starting to happen more and more all the time now. But just for the record right now, what we did on, October 2nd was just in case the term comes up, the Wawa thing, I guess you told me that's some convenience store, so I just use that as a reference point, a label.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did was Stephen called me when he's on his commute back home from an evening class there, and I have a digital recorder that I put about 2 feet away from my – I've got an old-style speaker phone, which has a pretty good amplified output. And sometimes I'd hold the thing right up to it, but – I can hear these phrases as they occur, and they've been building stronger. And I think about a year, or maybe it was 2 years now, I told Stephen about. I said, "Man, I was getting really distracted, and it was I'm so used to hearing all these extra voices anyway. But there was one point I wish I would have been recording at that point, because it really sounded it sounded to me like a control tower in a small aircraft. It seemed like it was a two-way conversation." I heard that. Do you guys hear that?
I heard that.
I hear
also.
It. I do hear
okay.
it.
Okay. Right.
Well, can I know?
How come I can't hear it? Hello?
That's a really good question, Dr. Rourke, because we hear
it. Well, then again, it could have something to do with the fact that I'm on a cordless, like a handset, you know?
Yeah.
With a really tiny earpiece and a little, like, tiny mic connect to that earpiece.
Right,
on top of that, I'm on a cell, which is kind of inherently low in volume.
Right,
maybe that's it.
The cell carriers usually use a codec to transform your voice into the minimum possible amount of data in order to carry across their network. So I wonder if that's not being filtered out by their algorithms. But what's interesting is we hear it crystal clear, and we are capturing it on tape, I hope.
We are capturing it.
Well, I could tell you if I could describe it, I'd say it's like crackling.
No, the crackling is different.
But you guys are hearing voices or something.
Right. The crackling is that's something that we've noticed before, and that's part of here in our studio. The folks that we call will hear an occasional tick, tick, tick kind of thing at odd random intervals. But that's not – and sometimes close together and sometimes far apart. It's not that. This is more of a – it's a distinct noise. It's saying Brian or –
I'm hearing – it's fast, like most EVPs are.
It's interesting. I would like to grab it and slow it down, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
We can't do it while
we're – well, wait a minute. The thing is if people are listening to this right now, whether they're listening live right now or you're listening to an archive of this, it sounds exactly like some of the stuff we're going to play tonight.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, well,
I agree.
Then maybe we should just get
it. Brian, this is your show, Brian, so we want to do what you want to do here, all right?
Okay, well, let me finish the thought of
absolutely.
Kind of a turning point where I got into it, where I heard my voice coming back at me, and it spooked me. It was very stirring. I mean, really, it hit me. I felt like I got zapped by lightning. Well, not that I know what that's like, to tell you the truth, but like an electrical current. I was shaken up. I felt like somebody grabbed me by the shoulders as I was hearing my voice, and I just couldn't talk. I was like, oh, what? Do you hear that? And Phil couldn't hear anything. And then I just remember distinctly perceiving it as coming back at me backwards. And then, you know, we got off the phone, and he just thought I was losing my mind. And then about 3 hours later, my mother says, hey, Art Bell had a guest the other night. You're going to love this. And she told me about David John Oates and the whole phenomenon of recording speech and listening to it backwards and hearing embedded messages.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so when I heard about that, I dropped everything in my life. I mean, I went in a completely different direction. I was, you know, when I first modified a shoebox tape recorder, I mean, I got to say, it's a little embarrassing, but I'm proud of myself for being so driven. I literally raised the head on an old shoebox mono tape player, and I had to chip the case of the cassette away to clear so I could get the head halfway up the tape.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up doing 30 hours straight once I had a capability to listen to things backwards. But, it goes on and on. I mean, thousands and thousands of hours of that, but about 2 years into doing that and finding out that a lot of people really didn't want to know about that, I started hearing the extra voices, and then I guess it was maybe a year and a half into it, I heard Mark Macy on Coast to Coast with Art Bell,
mm-hmm.
and of course by then I was recording everything that moved or didn't move, and he was playing a few things that were very interesting, and one of them was what he claims is a 13-minute call, a live phone conversation with the late Constantine Radova, Dr. Radova.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he only played about maybe 30, 40 seconds of it, but I was getting backward statements out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I was, like I said, when I just seemed...
Keep going, Brian.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I started thinking, I listened to a lot of near-death experiences and all the parallels, and I heard about how being outside of the physical body would give you a major clarity and see, time didn't exist. You could see past, present, and future. And I was thinking, you know what, I could use that, because I feel like I am in some kind of soup here. I can't, you know what I mean? I feel like there's just something blocking me from knowing what I should know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started focusing on that, and I thought, well, mediums bring through, spirit mediums seem to be able to bring through compressed images. A lot of them do it with visual sense. You know, they see pictures. And I've heard some of them describe that. And I thought, well, if there really is some kind of consciousness that has a way of interacting, maybe I can translate it into audio or at least receive it and be some kind of a conduit. So that's what I've aimed for. And that's why I thought of the term of audio medium. It's just I'm kind of a go-between to bring it through. And I got to tell you, I've done all kinds of weird experiments. I've hooked myself up to amplifiers. I've done a lot of things that were pretty. I mean, the arc welder through the pencil. And I actually have a couple of dual direction methods. That...
Okay, hang on. All right. Sorry, Brian. I mean, we
no,
don't.
That sound like a duck.
Our fifth guest is getting quite chatty.
Yeah.
the fifth person on the phone line, which there's only four of us here. There's myself, there's Scott L.
Yeah.
There's Brian Jones, and there's Dr. Stephen Rourke.
Mm.
So there's, there's four people currently on this phone line, but there's definitely some kind of influence.
Fifth influence. Yeah.
And
just in case it's my crappy, hands-free set or something, because there's a long wire on there. I'm always looking for the prosaic explanations of why this might occur when I'm on the phone with Brian.
Yeah.
But
do other
the fact is he has recordings and audio evidence. It's not like it's some kind of imagining on his part. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch to a headset with a shorter wire.
Okay.
Evidently, headset wires, when you travel down trucking corridors and stuff like that, there's some one in a million chance that the headset wire could serve as some sort of an antenna.
Yeah.
It's highly unlikely, but I figure we could eliminate that maybe, and it also holds on my ear a little bit better, so I'll be out of the loop for a few seconds.
Not a problem. Okay. Another thing that we've done is we've turned off all the cell phones here. So all the cell phones here, so they're not going to be producing
any noises,
any EMF noises
anything
or anything contaminating the board.
Kate, let me see your phone.
It's off. But
I'm taking the headphones off, and I'm putting these in a different room.
Go put them in the kitchen or in the bedroom or put them somewhere so that there's not even around. So we're going to eliminate as much electronics as possible as you can do in a radio station or in a radio setup. So, but what happens is it does seem, at least for a while, there's a fifth guest. And what I want to do is I want to now open up this show and formally invite a fifth, sixth, seventh, however many guests want to come
Brian,
say something on the show with Brian and Dr. Rourke and us too.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, Brian, I mean, you're cool with that, right?
I've already kind of put that out there before you guys called me.
Excellent. Well, I want to reinforce that.
Yeah, although we wouldn't mind at all.
I would like to reinforce that with our own invitation, an open invitation to any guests who do not have physical telephones, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk to us, we are recording this entire conversation.
Dr. Rourke, if I may ask something, okay?
If he's back.
Did he take off?
He was going to do switch to another headset.
Oh, okay. Dr. Rourke, are you there? Okay,
hello. I'm here. You guys are really spotty now.
Oh, are we?
I agree.
We're spotty. We're getting worse and worse.
Yeah, and it might be breaking up on my end or something. I don't know. But
how about on your end, Brian? What's that?
They're cutting out pretty good.
Hmm. Well, how about we do this?
Hearing test. Let me put it that way.
How about we do this? Okay, we're right at the bottom of the hour. It looks like, anyways.
Yes.
Why don't we make some adjustments here? Okay, we'll take a quick music break here. We'll just play a song. All right, and then we're going to recall you guys back. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. It's hard to hear what you're saying.
Because I think I think we've had a hell of a start already.
Yeah.
And I mean, Brian, we want to talk to you more. Of course, we got a lot of stuff to cover here too. I have stuff in the playlist already. So what we'll do, if that's cool with you guys, we're going to take a quick break here. All right, guys. So everybody, just chill out if you're listening to this thing live and all that, or whatever. We're trying to work out the issues here. The obvious terrestrial issues, I think we have, but there's a new element here too. I think there's something else going on. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
We'll be right back after this.
Let you and me go on a killing spree. Oh, what fun it all would be to have a night on the town and rid the world of jerks. And restore our faith in humanity. One of those rare moments when everything works. We stopped the exposition with the deadly incision to the jungle of a rude desk clerk. There was nasty execution crews of our bruising and seen on cable network. Give kids a gun and to catch a dime plan that will dance and jiggle the grades. Guess I went too far when she ticketed my car. Peter made my great sex babe. You and me on a killing spree. Oh, what fun it all would be to have a night on the town to rid the world of jerks. Pretty pillars to the community and restore our faith in humanity. One of those rare moments when everything works. We'll get all the junkies with the poison munch and exploding video games. We'll go completely postal at a Sunday social as the church goes up in flames. And with no regrets, I take a bet when all our killing is done. We turn our attention to the alien's direction and shoot them with an all-man gun. Oh, what fun it all would be to have a night on the town to rid the world of jerks. Rebuild us to the community and restore our faith in humanity. One of those rare moments when everything works. Get the Hollywood stylists and little hotties and brand them with a statue of gold. And all the lawyers and dirty little boys, even the pits of hell are too cold. Black light goes on his killing crows and leads to just a dead mind. The folks in here got nothing to fear, it's justified, I'm a fly. You and me are killing spree. Oh, what fun it all would be to have a night on the town to rid the world of jerks. We fill us to the community and restore faith in humanity. One of those rare moments when everything works. One of the rare moments when everything works.
All right, we're back.
We are back. It didn't go as well as we had planned, evidently.
Yeah, as far as the sound goes. Guys, you still there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, you're pretty choppy. I'm here, and I can kind of make out what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Dr. Rourke? Dr. Rourke? Did we lose Dr. Rourke?
Perhaps.
Oh, my God. What?
This is wild.
It's a bunch of crap with the system. Dr. Rourke, are you there? Somebody got lost in transition, I think. That's okay, though. Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, man, how are you going to do this?
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to look and see what quality setting I have the telephone
okay.
at. And it's important to the
yeah,
experiment, but
definitely.
I don't know where it is
yeah,
in this interface. That's the problem.
Well, there it is again. There it is again.
I hear that.
Yeah, I hear that too.
Whoa.
What was that?
That was a
I don't know.
That was a couple
going,
of.
That's very characteristic of what I'm hearing when I'm on the phone with people these days.
That was a couple of words.
Yeah, I can feel it more than hear it because it's real faint here. Yeah, there you go.
Hi, it said hi. Well, hello.
Hello. Oh,
hi.
Okay, well, I mean, I know this is like making for some really crappy radio right now, but I mean, if you're, you know, the thing is like, okay, there's something going on here. And now, Brian.
Yeah.
We're going to work something out to get Steven back on. All right?
Yeah, good. I know he's probably wondering what's going on.
I'll tell you what. We'll just do this stuff on the air because I want to keep going here.
Okay.
I don't want to keep cutting the music or anything like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to tie Dr. Rourke in right now or just on the line here. Okay. We might as well just do it that way. So just hang tight. Okay, Dr. Rourke. I mean, Brian, hang on for 1 second. Okay.
All right.
Wow, we're going to do this live.
You can do this. I have no more choice. Hang on.
That was a whole sentence.
Are you guys hearing that?
Yeah, I heard that.
That was an entire sentence.
And I heard October the 9th is no longer the night. That's what I heard.
That's what you heard him say?
That's what I heard.
Do you know what? It was long enough to be that, but he could have said, or he or she could have said, October the 9th is
Brian,
the night.
You there, Brian?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Dan, in all my years of doing this show,
I've never
been this flustered ever on the air in my life, and
you
I've never.
Know, I hate to say this. I hate to say this, but a while back I did this. The last show I did was with Joshua P. Warren and Micah Hanks.
Yeah.
And their staff members at Speaking of Strange. I tried to introduce. I told them about you guys, but I noticed on the archive my volume level, only mine, not theirs, was going up and down. It was really annoying.
Well, we got you pretty good here.
Yeah, you're pretty stable here.
You're stable
here.
You're
lower than us in volume, but you are stable.
Yeah, so, I mean,
huh.
I'm trying to find a way to get Dr. Rourke on. It's not letting me cut over. Unless I pull him completely out of the channel right now. Why don't we do that? Doug, you entertain people, okay?
I'm going to entertain.
Well, yeah, you're
going to
do is I'm going to pull. I'm going to pull the phone out of the channel.
If you pull the phone out of the channel, we won't be recording it.
Oh man!
And I would like to keep this.
I want to keep this thing rolling.
Phone line
we got an issue. We got an issue.
Moment,
Brian. I'm sorry, Brian. We're just trying to group this thing. Put this thing together.
You take your headphones off.
You
go call Dr. Rourke. No.
Huh?
We want you on the phone as long.
Stay
as
on the phone. All right.
You go call Dr. Rourke on a phone in the other room.
All right. Okay.
And I'm going to have a little chat with him. And you explain to Dr. Rourke that we're getting sentences and everything.
All right.
We'll get him as soon as we think that it's okay. Brian.
Yeah.
You are amazing to me. I've been doing, you know, Ghostly Talk. This is our fifth year of broadcasting. And I've talked to a lot of people. And we've had weird things happen. We have. We've had people call in and say, do you know, or not call in, but email us and say, you know, I think I heard a voice under, you know, your interview and things like that. However, I've never heard it in real time with my own ears until tonight. And I can't explain these noises. And here's one thing that adds a lot of credibility to them. Because, face it, somebody could say, you know what, I think the Ghostly Talk guys are adding that into the stream. Well, I know this is not true. True, because we're sitting here absolutely flustered and flabbergasted, right? Somebody could say, well, Brian's adding it into the stream, right? I know this is not true, because this is we've talked for several times on the phone, and you've not... I've never heard anything before. So here's what adds credibility, though, what I think adds credibility. Dr. Stephen Rourke does not hear these things.
Yeah.
And there's no way you could add something to the stream or I could add something to the stream that he would not hear.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Sure.
Because when we bridge us up, we're all on a bridged call. And there's no way that anybody could add to that stream without the other person also hearing that, right? Well, all three parties would hear it.
I agree, and I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that these messages, as far as I can tell, they're kind of logic defying. As far, you know, and I don't have a technical background, but I've seen I used to work with the reverse speech thing, as David Oates calls it, and I had a couple people I collaborated with, and they'd send me what we call a reversal, right? A sound wave file, probably. They were mostly wave files. Somebody'd send me one as an email attachment, and I'd get it, and there'd be an EVP on it, and I'd send it back to the guy and say, hey, check this out. Listen right here, and he'd hear it, and I'd say, check your file that's on your computer, and the original file didn't have it, but yet sending it to me, it obtained one on the way. And a lot of things along those lines.
And that is something that you know, I've heard that some people have claimed that they'll leave their computer on and things will be typed on the screen if they leave Notepad open, you know, things like that.
Well, I asked for that, but I've never gotten it.
Yeah, and I've never actually seen an example of it. So that kind of ITC or... CTC, computer transcommunication, I don't know, doesn't seem to happen, at least with any credibility that I can find. And I've never seen examples. But this that's happening tonight is definitely mind-boggling. I have to say that.
It seems like it's subsided a little bit now.
It has. Although it did say something a little earlier on when Scott was stepping out the door. But it was just very, very in the background.
Well, as long as you have the audio archive, that's where you can go in there. That's what I wanted to say about a simple recorder, whether it's a magnetic tape or a digital recorder. You can go in there, and there you have it. I mean, a lot of this fleeting energy that's all around us, once you capture it on some kind of recording, there you have it. You can play it backwards. I mean, if I could play stuff sideways, I would. I bet you there'd be coherent words for them that way, too. Mm-hmm. But and you can slow them down, and it's amazing what will appear.
Well, I did call Dr. Rourke's phone a couple of times here, and I'm getting his voicemail now.
Does it go immediately, or does it ring?
Well, the first time I called three times. The first time I called, it went right to voicemail. Second time, it rang a couple of times. And then the third time, it rang like four or five times and went to his voicemail. All three times with a voicemail. So I left him a voicemail and said, listen, when we go to our next break, I'll try to pull you back in. I don't know where he's at. I don't know where he's at. So I guess we'll just roll with it and bring him back in here when we take our next break. In the meantime, let's just I got to be quite honest. I'm a little flabbergasted right now. I'm just a little bit flustered, so I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do here. I don't think things are necessarily going bad. You know, they're going very good.
This is the experiment part, which we were actually going to describe first, but the experiment sort of got in the way.
And that's all right. That's fine. You know,
I'll tell you what. You've introduced yourself, Brian, and somebody else seems to be trying to introduce themselves, but. Before we give them more airtime and really quickly, why tonight? Why Monday? Why a Monday night? Why is this?
Why October 9th?
Why October 9th, 2006? Why are we doing this tonight?
It was kind of for fun, really, because, and I have them labeled here, and it's funny that Scott thought that he heard a reference from one of these voices that was breaking in here of talking about October 9th, but...
No, I heard it, Brian. I heard it.
Ready to play, huh?
I heard it crystal clear. It said October 9th is no longer the ninth. No longer the night.
Well, that sounds like somebody's just trying to mess with us then, isn't it?
I don't know.
By the way, in the beginning of the show, just for the record, when you were coming online here and introing the show, or
you mentioned it was
October 8th.
Oh, you know what?
You didn't change that on the script.
You know, in radio land here. We're making updates to the show, and I'm still okay. All right, it's my template.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'll recover. Sorry.
Are you guys ready to play a couple of these?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a good idea.
I'll tell you why I say that now is because, as far as it goes, to finish answering your question about why Monday night, because Stephen. When we were on the phone, I don't remember exactly what the date was. We have it written down. It was about a month before the October 2nd recording we did when he was going up the highway there.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like the October 9th kept being repeated over and over again with these interfering voices. And there's three files that I sent you that are in the I believe those would be in the Rourke folder there.
Yeah, I got that open.
If you want to play 36, 7, and 8, try 36, and let's just see if people can hear the October 9th is your night thing.
All right, I'm going to play 36 right now.
October 9th is your night.
That was not the phone line. That was our audio. We just played that, okay? But damn it, no, wait a minute. Hey, we're capturing this whole thing.
Yeah, this thing.
And I know what I heard. I'm not crazy.
You are not crazy.
Despite popular belief in the paranormal community, I am. I heard what I heard, and this is what I heard.
October 9th is your night.
Now, what I heard was October 9th is no longer the night.
But this recording,
this is a recording.
To me, sounds like October 9th is your night.
October 9th is your night.
Yeah.
I hear October 9th is your night on that recording.
Let's play it one more time.
October 9th is your night.
Can I play 37, Brian?
Yeah, but before you do, yeah. Or you want to play it first, because I had a different take. I mean, it's staying October 9th, but I believe that there's a couple syllables that are different. It's a different version of what you're hearing.
So you want me to play 37 then?
Yeah, go ahead, and then I'll tell you, see what you hear, and then I'll tell you what I hear after we play it.
Okay. That's been slowed down, obviously.
Yeah, I slowed that one down there. But what I heard was October 9th, okay, but it seemed like I was just trying to sound it out, you know, the vowels, consonants, and things. And it seemed closer instead of I thought I was hearing it say October 9th, good nine, which I think 38 is the same. Well, anyway, try that one again, but see what if you think it says, I mean, good nine. I mean, I hear an N at the tail end of that.
Okay, so you want me to I'll play 38 then.
38 or 37?
Well, try 37 one more time.
Okay, all right.
October 9th, good night. October 9th, good night.
I think it's a tough call, Brian. And the reason is, first of all, there's not that much there's a lot more enunciation in this than a lot of EVPs I've, you know, heard on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more enunciation, but it's not like you and me with our tongues and our vocal cords and our breathing and our, you know, we're able to force air through these cords and, you know, and we can do this enunciation.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you hearing October 9th out of these?
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, see, that's the whole thing is, Steven sent me the first 136 that we played there, and I could nitpick it, but I was thinking, you know, it could be saying October 9th is your night. And I just figured after 9.5 years I've been doing this stuff, and, you know, most people don't even want to talk about it. You know, I've had to do pretty much everything more or less on my own, and I've done many, many thousands of hours. It's been kind of a lonely ride, so I just thought, hey, you know, if somebody or something is – I just figured I'd – just think optimistically, like maybe there's going to be some magic happening on the 9th. Maybe, you know what I mean?
Somebody yeah, well,
hear what I'm doing and more some, people well, get involved. And
something's happening.
yeah.
I think we agree with that.
Yeah, we have 38 here. Let me throw my thoughts down on this.
Yeah.
When we pulled, I organized this whole thing on last Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went through with all these folders. And, you know, it was hysterical. Brian was like, okay, tonight I'm going to get everything done. I'm going to finish my work. I'm going to send you everything tonight. You're going to have, just be ready for a bunch of emails. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. You know, I'm sending, you know, a few emails with some zip files or whatever. And I open up my inbox Friday morning, and there's about 30 to 40 emails. All from Brian. And I'm
right.
Like, oh. So I pull them all down, though, and I organize it, all that stuff. Now, in respect to these pieces of audio, Friday night, I had them on my laptop, and I was, and me and Tom from GLPR were listening to them.
Yeah.
We were out at Amber's house, and we're sitting there listening to them. And when we played this particular one, I'll play it one more time. I'm going to play 36 again. We both looked at each other and said, we played October 9th is your night. So, you know, Brian, you were asking, like, you know, what are you hearing? Hands down, I'm hearing October 9th is your night.
Okay.
That's what I heard, you know, and as we know with a lot of these things, it's perception. It's how people perceive them. Doug's going to hear it one way, I'm going to hear it another way, and you're probably going to hear it a different way also.
I don't think there's anybody who wouldn't get the October 9th part.
I think that's crystal clear.
That is absolutely.
I think it's pretty defined, yeah.
Yeah, that is extremely well defined. And then the is your, I think, is pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
And the very last word may slide a bit standards-wise because some people hear nine, some people hear night. But either way, I think you get the nigh part, right? It's just the ending of that word. So I do think it's absolutely an incredible recording.
Yeah.
How did you come about this recording again? I want to know who recorded it and when and what were the circumstances?
I could give you, for right now, because we do have the actual date, it was about a month before October 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
So it was last month, and Stephen was driving home from the college, and we, a lot of times on Mondays, we'll be on the phone for over half an hour, and I've been hearing these interfering voices. A lot of the times I've spoken with him on the phone, he's on his cell phone, and I'm at home here, or I'm on my cell phone. So what we do now, or what we have done a couple times, is he'll call me on my home phone, and then I'll turn on the speaker phone here. And then I'm just standing by with a digital recorder. So that's how that was captured there. And by the way, I hear those things coming through. It's very audible. It's not something I have to play back to hear.
Well,
does Stephen hear them when you're talking?
Never.
You don't. And there's some audio in here where you'll hear, you know, you'll hear Brian say, "Hey, did you hear that?" And Stephen, Dr. Rourke's like, "Oh, what are you talking about?" I mean,
no, he can never hear it on his end. But he's made some pretty careful observations about a couple things. One of them was he dropped his phone, or physically dropped it at one point. Maybe I'm mixing that up with another point in here, but there was another time where his cell phone signal was breaking up, and you can hear him cutting in and out. But right in the middle of it, you hear the voice come through as strong as ever, but on both sides of that linear recording, he's broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And he found that kind of interesting, like, here the voice is coming through, but his signals diminished very noticeably.
Maybe they have a better carrier.
I am
at
a loss for words.
Let's hear number 38 real quick.
Can we play 38, Brian?
That's just another take on the October 9th thing. It might even be the same one as 37, but you can hear my, well, it's a short one anyway.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving you the air right now. Go for it. Come on, do it again.
That was actually like kind of the, well, I mean, it seems like it was more of the stretched out one. It was the unedited, more or less, where it was less cropped out.
That's the original, right?
Yeah, I just wanted you to hear just that right there, what you heard. Is just, what is it, 15, 16 seconds? 16,
yeah, 16 seconds, yeah.
Yeah, I pulled that out, and I mean, that's just so you can, but when I said do it again, I guess that was an acknowledgement that I just heard that. I mean, I can hear them as they come through, just like you say you heard one, and I got to tell you that those voices, you know, when I heard that stuff coming through earlier on, I would recognize it as, it just seems like this typical kind of scratchy, raspy delivery.
Are you writing on something, Brian?
Oh yeah, can you hear that?
We know. Don't take us. I'm not trying to nitpick at you, but I mean, I'm listening to everything.
Oh yeah,
with a fine tuned ear.
Well, you know what?
So, yeah.
I'll tell you what. What I was just doing is I was Xing out the three we just played, so I could.
Okay. Well, we got a lot.
But
yeah.
if you record even that, and I've recorded everything, I can feel it shift. I'll tell you what. Where I get a lot of voices coming. Are planes in the sky. If I record them, you'll hear them break up and start forming syllables, and there'll be a lot of times dual-direction messages in there. For
okay. What was that?
I have no idea.
See, what I'm noticing, if I may play 38 again, just one more time,
sure.
I just want to kind of get a feel for the voice that we're hearing, okay?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm going to play this one more time. Hang tight, guys.
That's a long we're giving you the air right now. Go for it. Do it again.
What I'm hearing with the voice is it cuts in. It's kind of like it sounds like there's a hush for the tech heads out there. It sounds like there's a hush, like a gate put on the voice, kind of. Where what I mean by a gate and or a hush, they kind of work interdependently. Is when you have a signal come through on a phone line or through a speaker or something like that. If you have a gate on it, what it'll do is it'll cut the sound off real quick so you don't have any type of, like, buzz coming through. All right? And you notice when you hear, when you play this, I'm going to kind of just fast forward through it again.
We're giving you the air.
Okay, here we go again. Here we go. It sounds like there's a hush in
it. Come on, do it again.
Because of the October 9th, and then there's like a close.
Well,
like the gate is closed.
That's if you
and then they make enough noise for
yeah.
it to go.
And that out. Happens when you crank the gate up too much on
yes,
stuff.
Yes, it does. And we can give an example if you want to hear it. But.
Anyways,
you're gonna
hey, I don't think it made much of a difference. No, that was me laughing.
He didn't turn
okay.
on.
I didn't turn on the compressor, but I don't think it's gonna make much of a difference.
But go turn on the gate. Can you get down there and see where the gate is? And I'll try and make enough noise to open the gate.
Okay, all right.
And we'll show what a gate open and close sounds like. Now, Brian, you're not gonna hear this.
Okay.
I don't think. But you won't. Turn the gate up. It should be to the left. So this is all in the name of science, I suppose. We'll show you what a gate does.
I can't see it.
I don't have a flashlight, so I can't.
I don't feel like dealing with all this right now. We got too much to do.
I can get down there and do the gate.
All right. We can explain it more or less. All it really is, like I said, is when you have a signal come through, it cuts off the signal on the end of it. When it thinks the signal is done, it stops it.
You have to be very loud in order to. If your gate is turned up too much and its threshold is too high, you've got to be very, very loud in order to open the gate to allow the signal.
Well, here's another good example, too.
And then the gate automatically closes when it doesn't have enough signal of
another,
voice. You know, you're recording your voice.
Another application you have is
drums.
Drums, you gate drums out. If you're in an ungrounded area, amplifiers, equipment like
hum.
That, you'll get a hum and a gate.
Yeah.
Actually, a hush would be better on that.
Yeah.
Same principle, though, same idea. So that's kind of, in so many words, Brian, kind of like.
What that sounds like.
That's what it sounds
because
like.
It sounds like they're making enough noise to get through the gate, but the gate closes even right in the middle of the sentence.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'll tell you something that's encouraging about those voices coming through is that one. Well, those were from about a little over a month ago, and then on October 2nd, when Stephen and I called, I sent you a bunch of that stuff too. But I think maybe we ought to wait till he gets back on to go through some of that.
We can do that. That's fine.
Right.
Like I said, I mean, I don't know what happened with Dr. Rourke. Honestly, he. He just kind of vaporized for a second. I don't know what happened to him. Hopefully, we'll get him back. If you want, well, it's almost the top of it. It's almost 9 o'clock.
We've got about four more minutes.
Could we play just one MVP so people can hear
some of the
early stuff that I did there?
Sure. What do you want to play?
Well, there's one on here that it's probably in the EVP folder.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there, I think Do you see one that's called Brian, We All Call for Beer?
Yeah, yeah. Got it right here.
Yeah, play that, and I'll explain how that came through afterwards.
Okay. It's kind of funny sounding, Brian. I think I mentioned that to you also. Let me play it one more time for everybody, okay?
Sure.
How did you get that?
Well,
I have to know.
I was recording my old wooden cabinet Hall of Crafters tube type shortwave radio.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was doing that, I was doing this stuff every single day, every night. But remember, it was the evening, and I usually like to go down by the water and drink a beer, you know. And I was telling myself, not tonight, you know, but I was fighting these horrific cravings for beer. And anyway, I found that one on playback from recording the shortwave in between stations. I didn't hear that when it occurred, but I just thought it was funny because I just really remember I was having a lot of cravings for beer, and I don't know, that voice was there. I don't know what it means exactly, but that's where that one came from.
Let me play it one more time for everybody here.
And I noticed there's quite a difference between that and the one that we played, which is, you know, the one about October 9th, which is why we're doing the show on October 9th. The sound qualities are quite different, and like you just described, there's an explanation for that. This was done earlier on, and this was done on completely different equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was magnetic tape for sure.
That's loud. You can hear it. You can hear the rounded warmth of it a little bit too. You can hear all that on it also. So here's the thing. I want to we're gonna dive into the meat of this thing now. This is what we're gonna do. But I want to point out two things. Everything that's going on right now. We're just dealing with this as best we can, as far as what issues we're having here, with the phone lines being a mess, with having problems with Dr. Rourke, obviously, and with these external forces that we don't know what's going on here. I can only give you guys our word on this, and Brian's word, and Dr. Rourke's word, because I know he'd want me to do this if he was here, is that we don't know what's going on here. We really don't. All we're trying to do is analyze this the best we can and get some good ideas on this. And every strange sound you've heard tonight, you know, I can say on our, and I'm going to let Brian retort to this also. But as far as our end here, all we did was just make a phone call and plug it into a mixing board. I mean, it's a pretty simple process, pretty simple system.
It's something we do every time we do a show.
And we don't, I've never in my career, and I know Doug can say this too in his career on this show, I've never heard voices come through like that while someone was speaking.
I wholeheartedly concur. I think that this is the first, and I said it earlier, this is the first time I heard it with my ears in real time like this.
What an experience.
Because people have emailed us and said, oh, I think there was something in the background, you know.
Oh, yeah,
I've
heard that over the years.
Enough, you know, maybe there's something there, maybe not, but it's, you know, interesting. But this, I definitely heard. It was somebody trying, it sounded
clear
like somebody trying to come through, and then a message, and then even a sentence. I'm dying to get a hold of this archive.
Mm-hmm.
To slow it down, to louden it, to, you know, try and see what it said. But,
I mean, it's everything we're saying, it's dying to be said. I feel like we've been trying to get this show started for an hour, though.
Well, that's what
it seems like, but we've actually got a lot done. Now, Brian, what I want to do, like I said, I want you to retort to what we said about this, okay? Just say what you got to say about this as far as what's going on here tonight. I'm just going to back away and shut my mouth for a minute.
Well, I don't know what exactly is going on here, but I will say this much. When we were all hearing those voices blasting in there, what we think are voices, I mean, it went pretty quick. That really has the characteristics of what's happening more and more when I'm on the phone with people, especially with Dr. Rourke there. I don't know if I finished the thought, but what I was going to say is, we've been building that up over a period of time, I think, and right now it seems like it's at a peak. In fact, we had talked earlier today about next one of these times soon. We're gonna get on there. We're gonna talk, and when the voices start coming through, he's just gonna set the phone down and not be part of the conversation, because I don't know if you were able to listen to that. I think it was almost 3 minutes that I sent you one of the cuts that I think it labeled it silence test.
Mm-hmm. I have that here.
I don't know
here.
If you guys listened to that, but But that, the reason we did that, that was, we'd talked about it before, but that was about 2.5-3 minutes where we just didn't talk, and you can hear those voices coming through.
I know I received it. We may not put it in the main playlist here because it was so long, you know.
Yeah, I just wanted you to have that so you'd have a personal record of what I'm talking about.
Oh, we have everything. I assure you. But I mean, that's the thing. Is just, I'm sitting here really, and again, nothing has raised my hair ever on this show, really. I've heard some, we have heard some pretty wild things.
Yes.
Nothing. I repeat it again. Nothing has ever, I felt a hair stand up on the back of my neck when I heard that voice.
We looked like deer in headlights.
Seriously, Brian.
Yeah, I I'll tell you something. You know, David Oates was I've gone to one of his lectures, and I've listened to him talk before, not necessarily when he used to be on Coast to Coast, but more of, you know, where he divulged a little bit more of the personal side of it. But he said that just even in listening to speech backwards, it really does, you're taking on some pretty profound energy. And I noticed that I felt things like that happening. My life kind of changed when I got into that, but then hearing these extra voices, I mean, I've gone way out of my way to connect with him, but I've got to say that I can feel the energy. I mean, it's kind of, you know what I mean? You don't get a lot of, I mean, I listen to people that say they have an understanding of the nature of spiritual things. And, you know, there's so many different versions of what it is. I've kind of just wanted to find out for myself. But there's, when you open yourself up to certain things, I do believe that you draw in some energy. And I probably told Doug this when I talked to him on the phone about the, I was seeing, like shape-shifting things out of the corner of my eye, and it was just a lot of bizarre things were happening, so I purposely backed off from, I stepped it back just a little bit about 3-4 years ago, because I figured I'm going to pace myself, and I really need to have some kind of support, you know, some other people involved. Stephen Rourke has been, it's been about 3 years now, and I got to say, I mean, he's made a lot of difference, I mean, because he considers himself pretty skeptical about it, which I very much appreciate. And but one thing I was going to say is the energy that it can affect objects around you. And one thing I know I'm pretty sure I told you this, Doug, but I just want to say this because, you know, it could be my imagination on a lot of levels, but I was seeing these things happen a lot. And one time I was talking with a friend of mine out at his on his property, and he had some grass that was, you know, medium length but kind of cushy, not dried out. And I saw a leaf land next to us on the ground. And I just kind of noticed it. We're standing there talking. He and I were about 3-4 feet apart, and this leaf was about 4 feet off to one side of us. And I saw that leaf flip from one side to the other and make a really audible, deep, dull thud sound just from flipping from one side to the other. And I looked at his face. He saw it, too. He heard it. He saw it. He was speechless. I had to pry it out of him. He didn't even want to talk. And he saw it, too, and he just looked baffled. And I've had weird things happen with electronics around me a lot. One time, when I was about a year and a half into studying what David Oates calls the reverse speech thing, and nobody wanted to know, scares a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
I was at this thrift store buying some tape recorders to mess with, and there was this guy in there, and he was a cashier or clerk or whatever at the thrift store, and he was showing a lot of interest in what I was doing, and I was saying, I was going, wow, this guy really cares about what I'm doing. I was going, yeah, you know, I was just rapping out. I was all amped up because, I mean, I have a lot of energy, and this guy's acting like he really was interested in what I was saying. So here I had this ear, and I'm just burning him up and telling him about all the stuff I was discovering.
Mm-hmm.
So we get up to the register, and all of a sudden, I guess I wasn't really listening to what he was saying. All of a sudden, the guy goes, you know, it's like all of a sudden, I got done, I was just rapping off a lot of words, and all of a sudden this guy says, so obviously I'm asking you for a date. I said, what? Now I know why the guy was pretending he was interested. And right when he said that, it's like a coil for a car where it gets saturated and you open the circuit and it shoots out a secondary spark. Just remember, it wasn't like I felt offended or anything, but I just realized that we were on two different wavelengths on more ways than one there.
Well, yeah.
And, right when he said that, I was like, no, I'm not interested. I mean, I was just throttling him with words because he acted like he was listening. But check this out. And I still have this thing, too. He, you know, everything kind of, you know, stopped all of a sudden, and, you know, then he rings up the item that I had, and all of a sudden he's looking at the sales slip, and he just looks baffled. He goes, whoa, that's weird. And I said, what? And it printed out, it printed half the thing out backwards on the thing, on the slip, and then I just remember it was just a spike of energy. I felt it building, and then when he said what he said, it just kind of collapsed, and then he hands me this thing. And then right then, the register crashed. It just went dead on him. And as I'm walking out, I walked right by the next one and the next one, and they both went down right when I was walking by them. So I don't know what to say about it other than I've seen some things that are a little bit out of sync. So I think when you involve yourself with these recordings and you go to tune into it, and thinking back about the reverse speech thing, I really felt like I was exercising my right brain and kind of incorporating it in to being able to bring it into the conscious part of, in other words, you could kind of cross a bridge there. So I've built up a lot of energy that way. And so, I don't know, it just seems like I have a lot of weird things happen with electronics around me.
Well,
I don't know, I'm not the only one that does that either.
Here's something I'm noticing, though.
Huh.
Dr. Rourke's no longer with us, obviously.
Right.
And I have not heard one voice, though.
Right, yeah. And I was going to say, I know that the strongest things, in fact, maybe before we get, you know, I know I really did want to share a lot of these sound files because they're just little bits and pieces of what I spent literally years building up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, in seconds you can hear what I probably spent weeks, you know, it's you can't pin it down, but I'll tell you right now, I put my life on hold to a huge degree. I mean, we're talking, you know, 15-hour days a lot of times. When I first got into analyzing speech backwards, I literally did 30 hours straight of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been pretty hardcore. But back to the maybe if you're ready to do this, because I know Stephen wanted to get – now, he mentioned that he hears a certain voice a certain way. And I think, Scott, you said you heard it that way. I've tried. I can't hear the phrase that he says he hears.
Which
would
one?
You want to go through some of the – the Rourke folder?
Yeah, absolutely. Which one did you want to hit up on?
Well, let's try to focus on what he was saying just so we can get that out of the way. And
okay.
Then blast a bunch through. Because if nothing else, people will get an idea that how these phrases are being repeated over and over again with small variations. But let's go with, there was one where, okay, 30. Okay, try on the in the Rourke folder, go for number 39. And let me say that this is... I believe this is the cut where Stephen thinks something might be referring to him. And just, if you would, just play that once, and then we'll go through it.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to play it right now.
This might be a little bit of an extended one. It's a bit of the silence test. But let it play out and
it's 28 seconds long.
What is on there.
All right, let me play it. I'm going to play it right now. That's the end of it.
Yeah, see, that was a lot of silent space. In
yeah,
that
oh,
was
yeah.
Yeah, that makes for a riveting radio.
Well, no. When you're doing this kind of stuff, it is.
Well, yes. I was unsure what it said at first. Okay,
well,
but I'm positive of what it says at the very end.
Oh, yeah.
The two repeated words at the end.
The two words at the end?
Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
That's what I thought, too.